This is episode 1210. Welcome to the Daily Guided Meditation. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm sharing with you today a meditation technique you can do as you focus on loving kindness. Loving kindness is our theme this week. We've been exploring it all week long. If you're just joining us, no worries. You can listen to any episode in any order you want. I share a brand new technique with each episode, so the techniques are combined in a series, but each technique is unique. You can do it all on its own. I have issued a challenge this week, and that challenge is for you to select a person to focus on and send that person loving kindness all week long. And you get extra karma points if you focus on someone who maybe is a little difficult to love. And don't be surprised if you don't experience gratitude from this person. Just know that this is a process, it's a journey, and it can take time. Loving kindness is not conditional. So if you don't receive loving kindness back from someone you're sending loving kindness to, just know that you are working your loving kindness muscles, because it is a skill. It's a habit that you must develop. So you might want to start off focusing on someone who's a little easier to love if you're new at this. I do recommend that you try to do this maybe once a month, maybe the beginning of every week. You could focus on someone and send them loving kindness all week long. And don't forget to send loving kindness to yourself. Well, as you've been sending loving kindness to others all week long, I would like for you to spend a little time sending loving kindness to yourself. Now, you'll still send it to others, but in today's meditation technique, I encourage you to spend a little more time on expressing gratitude and love for all you're doing for yourself. So here is how to do the technique. Focus on the person you're sending loving kindness to, a loved one or someone who's difficult to love, and visualize them connected and rooted. Feeling as though they have support. They have all the support they need. They have all the love they need. And then select someone who is a stranger. Someone you don't really know, maybe someone you'd like to get to know, but you may only see them occasionally or pass them without really knowing them. Focus on sending them a feeling of feeling connected and feeling loved and supported. And then select a part of the world you want to send loving kindness to. Maybe a place that's been devastated by a natural disaster, or nations or countries that are struggling, or maybe a part of the environment that is suffering, such as the Great Barrier Reef or the ice caps or any place you feel as though you want to send out your love and support. And see this place in all its glory, not in its suffering. See it strong and beautiful. And then send loving kindness to yourself, feeling supported, feeling rooted and connected to your values and to who you really are. Feeling loved. So spend some time reflecting on loving kindness. And if you'd like to be guided in a meditation, where you also get access to over 1,000 half-hour guided meditations, where you could break off at the 15-minute point, I offer 2 weeks free at my website at sipandom.com. It's sipandom.com. And there, you also get access to an app that is still in test mode, but there are people on it, using it, enjoying it, and you get a membership site as well. So all the meditations are in two locations for you. It's your choice how you want to listen to them. You also get a journal, and it is customized around the weekly theme. So your journal for this week is a love and gratitude journal, and you get a guide with all the techniques I share each week listed nicely for you on the guide, so you don't have to listen to an episode again to remember the technique. This is at my website at sipandom.com. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.